3. Idea flow. The building blocks of collective intelligence. Why do some companies feel energetic and creative while others feel stale and stagnant? Or what about businesses where everyone seems to be working frantically, but there is no sense of cohesion or direction? The standard explanations usually come down to describing the work at some companies as fun or exciting rather than dull and boring, or that some companies are just well managed while others are not. But this isn't what I see when I look around. Instead, I see that companies have different types of idea flow, and therefore different abilities to learn both from inside and outside their communities. In each case, I think that the causes of excitement, boredom, or craziness have more to do with how tightly coupled people are to each other or how deep the splits are between divisions than with specific management techniques or the nature of the company's work. In other words, it is the rates of idea flow or the barriers to idea flow that we must understand if we are to work well together. I think of organizations as a group of people sailing in a stream of ideas. Sometimes they are sailing in swift, clear streams where the ideas are abundant, but sometimes they are in stagnant pools or terrifying whirlpools. At other times, one person's idea stream forks off, splitting them apart from other people and taking them in a new direction. To me, this is the real story of community and culture. The rest is just surface appearance and illusion. Idea flow is the spreading of ideas, whether by example or story, through a social network, be it a company, a family, or a city. This flow of ideas is key to the development of traditions and ultimately of culture. It facilitates the transfer of habits and customs from person to person and from generation to generation. Further, being part of this flow of ideas allows people to learn new behaviors without the dangers or risks of individual experimentation and to acquire large, integrated patterns of behavior without having to form.